I mean, I've been dealing with a lot, you know, all year long. And I'm just happy that, you know, I'm able to come out and produce to help my team.
Can you explain a little bit about everything that you've been dealing with? I mean, obviously, we've seen that you haven't been quite yourself, but you've been on the injury report every week. But what exactly have you been dealing with?
Head coach will talk about the injuries. So.
Despite the fact that you've obviously been battling things all week, apart from the fact that you still have 9 sacks, 12 tackles for loss, that you've been able to be productive despite having to battle for much of it.
I just come in every week, you know, practice, just do the best that I can just to help my team, you know, put my team in a better position to win a game. And, you know, it's not all about the stats, just the win is what's most, you know, most important to me. But, you know, I'm just grateful for this year. And, you know, we still got one more game to go, so we got to finish hard.
You still have one more game, but have you thought about this offseason at all? What it might mean for you?
No, not at all. I'll think about it after the game.
What do you think could happen, though? I mean, there's so many different options.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
How confident are you you can get back to full health next season?
I'm pretty confident. I just got to take care of my body and, you know, hope to feel better than I did this year.
What does that entail? Taking care of your body. Do you need surgery? Is there anything that you can do?
I'll talk to the trainers after the season and see what we got.
What gives you that confidence that you can get back to full health? Because it's been a couple of years since you've been there.
I just know the kind of player that I am and what I'm able to give on the field. So I'll be back to normal.
Do you feel like your body can get back to that, though?
So do I feel like my body can get back to that?
Because
or would I not feel that way?
You know your body better than we do.
Yeah, and I'm telling you.
A different regimen, perhaps? Or is that something you'll maybe explore?
No, it's I'll figure it out. Yeah.
If you get back to full health, what sort of player do you think, you know, we'll all see on the field next season?
We'll find out.
You're playing with an injury, you're playing with it. There are good days and bad days, just like everybody else.
There is good days and bad days, you know, regardless of how healthy you are. I do go through that. I have good days, I got bad days.
Was there any point this season that you felt healthy?
I'm healthy. I live, you know.
Was there any point this season where you felt football 100% healthy?
I don't think anybody's 100% healthy in the football league. So,
not even the beginning of the year?
Huh?
Not even the beginning. Like, a lot of times at the beginning.
Nobody's 100% at the beginning of the year. Trust me.
Besides losing the game, just your personal preference, how long was it last week?
We lost. Took us out of playoffs. It's no fun when you're out of playoffs.
What's the ailment that's held you back the most? The knee, the back, the ankle even still from last year?
I don't talk about injuries.
I know you guys feel like Sunday's game matters still, but in your words, why? Why would you say that Sunday's game matters to you guys as players?
Well, we got season opportunities to play a game. You know, we kind of take a game out. It's the last game. It's a division game. You know, we're trying to be 5-1 in the division, so we got to work towards that. We got to end this year right, so that all our fans will be happy getting into the new year. So we got a lot ahead.
What would it mean to sweep the Packers this year for the first time since the
90s? Oh, like you said, since the 90s. So what do you think? We're going to be excited about that.
Do you want to be back here next year?
Do I want to be back here next year? Why would I not?
Well, I mean, your contract's up. Could have options.
Yeah, we'll talk about the contract when the time is up.
So would you be willing to take a one-year deal? I mean, what are you looking for when you get to free agency, I guess?
First of all, I'm still under contract, and I'll talk about it if I'm not.
Would you like to test free agency? I mean, you know, you get that bite of the apple, you get a bunch of suitors, maybe it drives prices up.
I'll talk about it when the time is up. Yeah.
You haven't gotten any sacks and bunches this season. I know that's just one stat, but how consistent do you feel like this season's been for you?
For me personally?
Yeah.
I said earlier that I've been going through a lot this year. And it is what it is. I can't change it. You know, I just got to deal with it and finish the year strong.
When you say a lot, are you just talking about physical stuff? Or is there other stuff? Has there been other stuff?
However you take it.
Have you thought at all about double-digit sacks?
Have I thought about it? Yeah, I think every defensive end's dream is to get double-digit sacks. So, yes, if you're wondering, I have thought about it. Yeah.
One other sort of forward-looking.
Six more for the franchise record?
Huh?
Six more for the franchise record?
That would be great.
One other forward-looking question. If the Lions were to use the franchise tag on you, how would you feel about that?
I see that you're really interested in my contract, huh?
I am. I mean, it's, you know, about the future and whether you'll be back.
I'll tell you when to do so. Yeah. Thank you.